The primary goals of the IPO. When the board of directors of a privately held firm decides to issue shares in the company that can get sold to the general public, this is known as an initial public offering or IPO. The IPO process is a drawn-out, expensive, and difficult way for a firm to get capital. A company's IPO is a crucial turning point since it enables it to raise a sizable amount of money. An IPO, however, may be the best course of action for the company's future, depending on its goals. IPO procedure. Joseph Stone Capital says that planning is necessary before a firm goes public. The plan needs to go before the board of directors for a vote. The financial statements of the company must get audited. Interviews and hiring decisions must get made for IPO professionals such as consultants and advisors. The business can locate an underwriter, an investment banker with the connections to get the shares to the investors, and the know-how to generate interest in the offering. The prospectus gets written by the underwriter. That also determines the stock's opening price. It gets checked to make sure it complies with all legal requirements. After the prospectus is authorized, business representatives visit cities to meet with potential investors to generate interest in the impending IPO. Expansion and improvement. An IPO's primary objective is to raise money for equipment purchases and company growth, according to Joseph Stone Capital. For reasons including the need for more productive processing and rising demand for corporate expansion, equipment purchases may be crucial for the company. Even businesses that don't make things could require more funding to expand if they need additional staff, office space, or other resources. Having publicly traded shares can also recruit business expertise by providing incentive stock options. Settling debts. If the goal is to pay off sizable bank debt, it can occasionally make sense to take a firm public. The loan's interest costs reduce business profitability. The bank loan can get paid off with the money raised from an IPO, and without the loan interest, the company can report a higher profit on its income statement. Financial bonus. When a privately held company gets founded, its founders and any other individuals they select, such as the management team or employees, are given shares. The shares have virtually little value because they get not traded openly. The value of the stocks can rise dramatically if the company is made public. Any shareholder who acquired shares when the business got privately held is permitted to resell those shares on the open market, possibly for a sizable profit. Exit planning. A company's creator will eventually decide he doesn't want to be involved in the day-to-day operations any longer. An IPO can make it simpler to sell shares by raising the company's value and allowing the stocks to be traded on the open market, regardless of whether the cause has old age, illness, or just wishes to move on and start another business.